Michigan's economy may be pulling itself up and out of the Great Recession, but Michigan's schools are still mired in an education recession, and all of the children are paying the price. That's the finding of the newest State of Michigan Education Report. It comes from the Education Trust Midwest. It's an eye-opening exercise to see how Michigan's schools and student performance compare with two states powering ahead in the national assessment, Massachusetts and Tennessee. So what lessons can Michigan learn from these two states? We're joined now by the co-author of this new education report, Amber Arellano of the Education Trust Midwest. Thank you so much for being with us.
Great to be here.
Well, I think the title of the report kind of says what you found, stalled to soaring. Tell us, in a sense, what did you find about Michigan schools and students?
This was really, I think, the most compelling and eye-opening evidence that we have seen to lead us to be able to say, yes, we are completely stalled. Our kids are either treading water, or many of them are falling dramatically behind states around the country. So, for example, we're now one of only six states in the nation that actually posted negative student growth in some subjects. That means our fourth grade students are learning at lower levels today than they did in 2003 in reading.
Well, I'm sure there is not a single teacher, principal, or parent who wants to see Michigan have that, be one of just six states to post learning losses in student performance in fourth grade reading since 2003. And as you say, that's one example. Why is achievement in Michigan so poor relative to other states?
Well, it looks like there's a couple things going on. One is that we've either been stagnant in terms of student growth for over the last decade, or we've actually fallen behind, so our kids are learning at lower levels than they were a decade ago. The other thing that's been happening is that there are states around the country that have been making major investments in public education in smart, research-based strategies that we know build teacher and school leaders' capacity to teach at higher levels. And for us to be able to do things like raising standards, raising expectations for learning and for kids, doing things like providing more equitable funding for our high-poverty communities, investing in things like extended day learning, especially in communities where we know kids are far behind and they need more time. They need more time with instructors to help them catch up with their middle-class peers. So it's that kind of mix in states like Massachusetts and Tennessee, but a growing number of states, really. I mean, we're now seeing major gains happening in New Jersey, in Florida, in Pennsylvania, and several other states around the country that have been really getting serious about improving their public education system.
So the gap is growing, and Michigan is being left in the dust from what you can tell from the data.
Yeah, we're now in the bottom five states for student learning progress in fourth grade reading and math, and we're now at the bottom for almost all groups for our students: white, African American, Latino, low income, higher income. I mean, we used to be an average state for education compared to other states, and I think many Michiganders take a lot of pride in our public education system. I know my family did when I was growing up here, and I think Michiganders in general really value public education. All the polls in the last year show that Michiganders are willing to invest more, but they want to see schools do better. And it seems like in Lansing, that conversation has been sort of stuck in some ways. You know, on one side of the aisle, we hear from people saying, you know, we need more accountability, we need better performance, we need schools to do better, and we're going to hold them accountable for doing that. On the other side of the aisle, we hear a lot that, you know, we need to spend more money, we need to invest more. And what Tennessee and Massachusetts tell us is that it's not an either or, it's a both and. We need to do both, that together by investing more, by building capacity, by investing strategically, and by holding schools accountable and educators accountable, we can really make dramatic improvement in as quickly as 3 to 5 years. So this is, I think, one of the things we wanted to highlight is that, like, we can do this. We really can do this. There's more than two decades of research and data. There's best practices in leading states around the country that we can learn from. The question is, do we have the political will, and do our leaders understand where Michiganders are at? Do our leaders understand how important public education is to our citizens? And I think it's really coming together as a state, across sectors, across the business community, across the K-12 community. That's what we need to do to really advance teaching and learning in Michigan.
Well, let's look at these two states you really focus on as far as getting it right when it comes to educating their children and, in essence, beating the pants off of what we're doing in Michigan. So let's first talk about Massachusetts, which, like Michigan, is a post-industrial state. Give us a sense of the challenges they faced in education and what they did right.
Yet, you know, they were in a place much like we are today in the early to mid-90s. The field, the educators, school leaders were really frustrated. They felt like the state had disinvested in public schools for many years. They weren't doing well. They had gone through two decades of plant closing. Remember, Massachusetts was a textile state, mm-hmm. and they had many communities, many low-income communities, many people that were low-skilled and were relying on factory jobs that left for Asia and for the South, much like Michigan today. So there was a lot of frustration in the business community, too, that they weren't doing a very good job in their public schools, and they wanted more from educators, and they wanted more accountability. And so there was a grand bargain made at that time, and a consensus built around a roadmap to move them out of being subpar to where they are now today. Today, they're doing so well that if they were a country, they would be a top six country in the world. Compare that to Michigan, we are compared to developing countries, right? I mean, that's how low our achievement is. And in our urban areas, our literacy rates are so low that we're compared to, the least developed countries in Central America, if you can imagine that. So there's a lot to learn from Massachusetts. I think the consensus built among student advocacy, among the parent groups, in the business community, in the K-12 community, and what it was going to take, and then the state really anteing up and saying, we understand that you need more capacity, we need more expertise, and we need to take our professionals in schools seriously. We need to value teaching, and we need to invest significantly more in that. Today, Massachusetts spend almost double in their pupil funding than Michigan does.
And it's paying off in student achievement. And then Tennessee, as your report notes, it is not known as a great education state. In fact, it used to have lower achievement than Michigan, right there at the bottom of the country for years in student achievement. So what turned it around in Tennessee?
Over the last several years, there's been a lot of work to develop a consensus across sectors, again, much like Massachusetts, but there's been a great effort to really think about what do we need to do here. So there has been greater investment, particularly in state-level strategies and capacity building and educators' skills to be able to raise student learning for all of their kids. And as you know, we're about to go through this big transition in our state to what's called the Common Core State Standards, and that's an effort to make sure that all kids are college and career ready by the time they leave high school. We haven't even begun a state-provided training to make sure that all of our teachers are ready to make this transition next year, and it's a big one. We're moving from an old industrial model of teaching where we've emphasized things like memorization to a model where we're going to be emphasizing writing and analytical skills and problem solving. That's a different way of teaching. And what Massachusetts said is we're not going to tell our local schools, good luck. We're not going to say to them, good luck. Try to do the same thing that you've always done, you know, but make it everything better, and we're not going to give you any more money or support to do that. They didn't do that. That's very risky, and that's the kind of thing that Michigan's been doing for years. What they said is that we know that we can do better. We're going to invest to make sure that we do it. We're going to do it in both in a targeted way and in a pupil funding way, and we're going to make sure that we bring up all of our teachers and school leaders' capacity to do better for our students.
It certainly seems that apart from the dollars and cents here in Michigan, there's a fundamental mindset that I can tell you feel is holding us back tremendously. How does that change?
That's a great question. You know, I mean, I think that conversations like this one are at the heart of that. There's a tremendous collective will to improve our public schools. I mean, the polls show that among parents and families, there's a great interest in Lansing to improve our schools. I mean, it's one of the reasons why, as you know, we see new bills on education popping up practically every month right now.
Right.
But the problem is it's about the how-to. There's a lot of confusion and a lot of questions about what the research really tells us work. there's a lot of confusion and questions about what do we know based on the data? What do we know based on best, these leading states? And so this, what we're doing now is really an effort to really help build a consensus and help build awareness and expertise about what we know actually that actually works. State leadership makes a huge difference, though. I mean, none of these states, none of the leading states have gotten where they are today without strong state leadership. And so, you know, rather than focus on all the things that we don't agree on, we're saying, let's focus on what we do agree on. Let's go forward on the strategies that we know work, that we can agree on, that we do agree on. Now we need the state legislature to invest in those strategies to make sure that we put them in place this summer.
The report is called Stalled to Soaring, Michigan's Path to Educational Recovery, the 2014 State of Michigan Education Report put together by the Education Trust Midwest. And we've been talking to the co-author, Amber Arellano. Amber, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you.